Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Creating a state-of-the-art technology platform is not easy. It requires investments of tremendous amounts of time and energy, with inevitably considerable expense. One way to expedite this development is through key acquisitions. A case in point is Universal mCloud. The Stockhouse audience is rapidly becoming familiar with mCloud, first in a Stockhouse news feature and then in a full-length feature article. The center of the mCloud business model is IoT, the Internet of Things, touted by leading industry icons as nothing less than the third wave of the Internet. More specifically, the company uses an IoT cloud-based platform to take high-tech asset care to the next level. As our infrastructure becomes increasingly sophisticated, maintenance of such advanced and expensive infrastructure requires cutting-edge technology. This is mCloud's mission. This is a market so enormous that management has made a strategic decision to focus on three general categories of asset classes: HVAC, wind turbine diagnostics, and electrical transformer diagnostics. What these asset classes share in common are two important characteristics: requiring around-the-clock analytics and diagnostics, and performance optimization is of particular importance. These are asset classes and client bases that foster maximum revenues and thus margins. More recently, this mandate has been broadened by two strategic acquisitions. The January 4th, 2018 acquisition of Engrain has already been covered in the previous news feature. Then on January 10th, 2018, mCloud announced its second strategic acquisition, CSA Laser Scanning and Intelligent 3D. Stockhouse recently had the opportunity to chat with mCloud's president and CEO, Russ McMeekin, who is here today to explain the importance of this acquisition and connect the dots on mCloud's business model. I'm Jonathan Brown on behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Russ McMeekin. We're here today to dig into their tech and talk about mCloud's new acquisitions of Engrain and CSA. So thanks for joining me today, Russ.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan.
High tech can be pretty daunting for many investors. Could you simplify Universal mCloud's business model to make it easier to wrap our heads around this exciting platform?
Yeah, the way I would look at Universal mCloud's cloud solution is a very precise set of tools that are cloud-based tools that are connected to assets, and they address very specific problems, they take very specific actions, and they deliver very specific results. And the beauty is they're available all the time, and they're always connected, and we're linked via the internet, so it's pervasive.
Can you define the sheer size of the market you're targeting?
Yes, the market we're focused on is 10 million connectable assets. So this is a subset of a significantly larger market of connectable assets, like assets, but we're absolutely focused on the 10 million assets that are in markets that have a sophisticated policy, high energy rates, and that consequences of things not working to plan have ramifications, hence paying for services as provided by mCloud to keep things connected and trackable and maintained is very important. So that's the market we serve.
Let's take some recent developments into order. Please briefly explain the significance of the Engrain acquisition.
Yeah, so connecting to those 10 million assets, there's a certain class which are wind turbines. So if you, the internals of a wind turbine tell you in real time some things, it doesn't tell you everything. So just like a jet fighter, so Engrain's history is doing precision analytics of the F-22, the F-35 fighter, where it can determine and detect using data capture and artificial intelligence, precise dents and features of those or malfeatures of these of wings and parts of the aircraft. We use the same approach for wind turbines. So the blades on a wind turbine have many similar characteristics of the aircraft. And using the Engrain technology, we can now solve the entire data requirements of the virtual asset. So the wind turbine has internal data. Now we can access external data, and the totality of all the data we collect gives us the full picture, if you wish, of the wind turbine. So of the 10 million assets we focus on, wind turbines very large, very complicated, and Engrain helps us address that very precisely.
Engrain also brings with it more than just industry-leading AI technology. What clients has Engrain brought with it to mCloud?
The one that is most featured, obviously in some of your literature and on their website, is Lockheed Martin, as I mentioned, the F-22 and the F-35 fighter. They have many defense clients, also aerospace clients, Boeing, for example. Lockheed Martin represents a large one. U.S. defense, Canadian defense. In the energy space, they actually have done a fair amount of work with Pemex, which is the Mexican Energy Authority. So very large customers, not surprisingly, because they have very large mission-critical assets, and they're willing to invest and spend money to analyze the assets they have, either through a policy they have to adhere to, or simply a return on investment. So NGRAIN's precision technology applies very well to those very large, well-known companies.
And this leads us to the latest acquisition, CSA. What additional tech does CSA bring to the table, and how does this complement mCloud's operations?
Yeah, so the analytics and the AI to interpret the 3D data is an important component. NGRAIN provides that. But then there's the whole data capture, and there's the 3D storage of the data. CSA provides us that. They have a long history with the U.S. major utilities, primarily in the nuclear assets. So precision is very important. Extent of data is important. Data storage, accuracy of data is very important. It's a highly regulated, perhaps the most regulated industry in the world. Large utilities in the U.S. obviously produce electricity with nuclear, but also renewable energy. So it provides this A technology, which is the 3D that fully complements NGRAIN. So if we go back to the analogy of the precise tools in the toolbox, it's a complementary tool in the toolbox. In addition, it provides us access to marquee and all of the major utilities in the United States, some in China, some in Europe, who have very large nuclear operators that are utility companies, which also have wind generation capabilities and technology. So it's a customer-focused, technology-focused acquisition.
CSA also has its own client base. So how will this acquisition broaden the company's business model?
We obviously will continue to preserve the nuclear customers or the nuclear assets that our current customers have and use these customers to pivot into the other assets they have. We'll also use the results and references from those customers to go after standalone wind generation companies who look at, we'll call it the nuclear big brother, as a good reference of how they do things and apply it, whatever is applicable on the wind side. So we'll be a very good bridge using CSA to go after that market. So we immediately have domestic being Canada, United States, China, people who operate large wind operations are very interested in the NGRAIN combined with CSA technology in our cloud to go after these assets they own today.
Finally, what are Universal mCloud's near-term operational objectives?
We are very focused on connected assets. So just like Netflix looks at subscribers, Facebook looks at registered users, we look at connected assets. So when we close the year out, we're about 6,000 connected assets in the mCloud asset care platform. Our aspirations, our plans, we're working with TELUS, which is a very important partnership we have around smart buildings here in Canada. We're on track to do about 25,000 to 30,000 connected assets this year. We announced earlier this year an IoT retrofit fund. It's like a cell phone. Not everyone wants to buy a cell phone, but they want cell phone access. So they sign up a 3-year agreement. They end up with an iPhone 10 or Android device. In our case, you end up with a smart building through a 3-year agreement. So we have the capital, the customers, the partnership to get ourselves to 35,000 connected assets this year. But our goal is to build a $1 billion company, and we look at an asset as a connected subscriber that has a value of about $3,500 per unit. That's calculated a net present value of that connected asset. So 300,000 assets is what's required to get to $1 billion. So, and there are 10 million, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, assets to connect to and what we've segmented. So we don't have to penetrate the targeted install base very much to get to 300,000 assets to build a $1 billion business. So that's our focus. Will it take 3 years, 5 years? You know, we'll sort that out with time. But we now have, as of today, with these acquisitions, the tools and the toolbox to go do it. So now it's purely an execution plan.
IoT, three letters, enormous significance. Universal mCloud is carving out its own large niche in what is being called the third wave of the internet. To quote the recent Stockhouse full-length feature, mCloud is going beyond blockchain. This is Jonathan Brown. I've been speaking with Russ McMeekin. Thanks for spending time with us today, Russ.
Thank you, Jonathan.
For our listeners, thank you for joining us. And as always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.